News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
An adult shop on James Street in Dublin has drawn criticism from local politicians after they put a particularly graphic advertising image in their window shopfront. Sinn Féin Senator Máire Devine grew up in the area. She joins us on the line now. Senator, you're not happy with these images. Tell us why.
Good morning. No, I cycled by it there over a week ago and I was just taken back. It's very graphic. It's in your face. It's extremely large. Looking at all the children walking by, going to school, primary schools in the area, the National Children's Hospital getting developed just 100 yards away, and it's completely inappropriate for the area.
Yeah, just to, I suppose, for people who haven't seen the picture, it's a woman, a very scantily dressed woman, in a pretty provocative pose. And it is pretty much the size of the shop window.
Yeah, a large shop window. It's not a small shop window. It's in your face, really. It's there with children, parents, grandparents taking, going to school. The primary schools are just around the corner, two of them. I just needed to take a stand. I want to protect childhood. I'm on the Future Mental Health Care Committee. I was on the Children and Youth Affairs. And we've heard graphic stuff coming from that's disturbing our young children. You know, we're talking 11, 12 of their access to smartphones now, and what it's doing to their growth, what it's doing to their own childhood as well. But I'm talking here about 3, 4, 5 year olds, you know, small ones going to the play school, going to junior infants, senior infants, primary school, something that they really don't need to see in their lives on a daily or twice, three time daily basis.
Has anyone engaged with the shop and asked them to take it down?
No, what we did was, and it's not just politicians, I need to be clear about that. It's the community itself are outraged at it. We had a protest there yesterday. We've engaged with Dublin City Council and put in complaints. They've written to a warning letter to the shop. They believe it's unauthorised advertisement. So we're going to let them take the responsibility of doing that. But it's also residents. I mean, we had the protest yesterday and residents were there and people were coming out of the apartments and the flats and clapping for us and just saying it's out of order, absolutely out of order.
I suppose the name of the shop doesn't help in terms of if you've young kids passing by, Sweet Sensations.
No, but that's been going. That shop has been there a number of years, and when I used to cycle home from night duty in the hospital, you'd see the small ones again getting mammy or, you know, come on in and let's get some sweets, because it's one of the first, you know, words you recognise when you're starting to read and write is, yeah, you know, sweets and mammy and daddy and things like that. But you just see embarrassment on the parents' face trying to distract them and, you know, get back to normal childhood stuff like going to school, enjoying yourself and playing, you know.
Are you optimistic this can be sorted out? Sometimes this the enforcement process can be quite time consuming. It can take quite a long period of time.
Yeah, but I think there have been complaints put in, and then I've given the correct email address for enforcement. So there are lots more going in, and they are fairly on the ball with it. Once I made that complaint, that letter went out that afternoon.
Very finally, do you have a problem with the sex shop in there per se? I mean, if that provocative photograph was withdrawn, would you have a problem with it continuing, or do you think it shouldn't be there?
It needs to go now. I think we need to have a conversation on where it's appropriate to have adult themes. Our laws, you apply, planning permission applies, and it's the same as applying for a spa and a centre. I'm not a prude. It's not a moral argument. Adults need to, you know, avail of those shops, and they do so, and that's up to them. That's adult to adult. I'm not a prude, but we do need to have a conversation. Other countries have fairly strict guidelines and planning laws as to where these shops go.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sinn Féin Senator Máire Devine, thanks indeed for talking to us.